The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's 5 to 7, 5 to 6 in Brisbane. Let's go to Adam. And here we are. It's the weather, snow, ice, and the coldest night of winter. Adam.
It's your air conditioning report to make
yes,
you feel
that's it.
More comfortable.
Yep.
So, we've had all sorts of delays. 300 schools were closed because of snow and icy conditions, particularly northern England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales. Yellow weather warnings for snow and ice across most of the country for the next couple of days. It's going to be minus 14 tonight in Scotland. In Wales, a mountain rescue team airlifted a climber with a broken leg off Snowdon, though frankly what the climber was doing up there.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Well, go and have a holiday in Chicago. It's only minus 37.
I was going to say, yeah, it's a bit worse in other parts of the world. We had a couple of airports closed. And do you know what, Alan? I have heard tell of someone who last night went to a hotel, lest the polar blast turned into Snowmageddon, then he couldn't get to work. 5 snowflakes later and a bit of frost. He felt a bit stupid, did this particular chap, who I know quite well.
5 snowflakes later. Adam, I think it's called winter, isn't it?
That's all it is, really, yeah.
Now, what? Come on, we've got to do it. We've got to do it. This is a recording, Russell Platt. Brexit?
Well, here we go. We know that this time last night, MPs were voting to renegotiate the withdrawal deal with the EU and take no deal off the table. And because of that, basically, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn did meet. The Labour leader had been putting up all sorts of sort of noisy protestations. There's a lot of noisy beating going on, as in chest beating and brow beating and tub thumping and all that. But one by one, it seems to me, every EU politician or commissioner has said, essentially, we're not going to renegotiate. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose.
Yep.
So maybe...
That means more things change, the more they remain the same. Yes, thank you very much, Adam.
You're very posh. Plan B, here's my plan B. Let's just tow the UK somewhere where the neighbours actually like us. I mean, the Tasman Sea, you probably don't like us enough.
Absolutely. Well, I keep saying, I think no deal would be fantastic. Brexit means Brexit. Pull out. There might be a cost. We don't need you. We're a sovereign nation. We're the fifth biggest economy in the world, and we can do our own stuff. Thank you and goodbye.
Well, yes and no, because there are an awful lot of people who tell us that there'll be food shortages, medicine shortages, fuel shortages, I mean, you name it.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm not sure I want to take that risk, but okay. We'll see.
You are a fundamentally cautious person, aren't you? All right, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow about Brexit again. Adam Gilchrist in London.